Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. While refusing to vaccinate is one way people show their political or religious leanings, but for one group of folks, the reason is just good old-fashioned trypanophobia.
That's a scientific term for fear of needles. And that's a shame because vaccines are highly effective at protecting us against a number of potentially deadly diseases such as chickenpox, measles, tetanus, pneumonia, flu, and COVID.
Luckily, there are alternatives to needle sticks. Some can be delivered nasally or into the muscle with compressed air. One being developed uses a Velcro-like patch to deliver vaccines.
Among the newest methods is using ultrasound. Sound waves are able to breach our skin sufficiently to deliver the vaccine and trigger an immune response.
When ultrasound travels through a liquid, tiny bubbles are formed. The bubbles then implode in a process called cavitation, which creates enough energy to drive molecules through the skin.
Cavitation clears a route through the layer of dead cells on the skin surface. Then the high-energy sound waves momentarily open the cell's membrane so the vaccine molecules can pass directly into the cells.
This will provide the antigens that trigger an immune response and the protecting antibodies are made. There are concerns that too much cavitation could damage cells, so the ultrasound would need to be precise.
It's another way that people who fear needles can get immunized and get the protection they need.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at IlluminousSciComm.com.